On Friday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. ended his presidential campaign and then did the right thing for America by not only endorsing Donald Trump, but appearing with him on stage at a MAGA rally.
He is a great person. I've known him for so long. For the past 16 months, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Who talked about atrazine causing the gender bending and Operation Mockingbird on podcasts throughout the last year and a half during his campaign. They're playing the Foo Fighters song, There Goes My Hero, or Hero, whatever it's called. And so, of course, they got very upset about it, and Dave Grohl posted on Twitter saying that they didn't give permission to the Trump campaign to play their song. Then the Operation Mockingbird assets eagerly amplified their anger, spreading fake news, claiming that the Foo Fighters did not give the Trump campaign permission to use their song at the rally. But guess what? It doesn't matter, because the band members themselves have no say whatsoever about who buys licenses for their music. It took a foreign media outlet to actually do journalism and reach out to the Trump campaign and ask them if they did buy the license to the song, which of course they did. The London Independent has seen the documents. They say appearing to confirm, because they're so paranoid, confirming that the campaign did indeed license the song for BMI's Songview service. Because when a major band records a song, they no longer own that song. They sell the rights to the record label. And then the record label can do whatever the heck they want with it, selling the rights to distributors. And then the distributors sell licenses to people who could play the song publicly. You actually do need a license for that. And so, of course, the Trump campaign got the license. And so, I mean, technically, I guess, the band didn't give permission to play the song, but guess what? It doesn't matter. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s announcement saying that he was ending his campaign was filled with some great gems about the corruption within our political system and the idiocracy that we're all experiencing and the massive mental and physical health problems. Putting it like this.
In America, 74% of Americans are now overweight or obese, and 50% of our children. 120 years ago, when somebody was obese, they were sent to the circus. There were case reports done about them. Obesity was almost unknown.
And over on Truth Social, Donald Trump reposted this, where somebody posted a picture of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after bench pressing, and the assistant health secretary, Rachel Levine, asking, who would you rather have as secretary for health, RFK Jr. or Rachel Levine? Numerous other members of the Kennedy family are very upset, including RFK Jr.'s own sister, who ran to MSNBC to denounce him.
Oh, I'm outraged and disgusted by my brother's gaudy and obscene embrace of Donald Trump. I completely devout and separate and dissociate myself from Robert Kennedy Jr. in this flagrant and inexplicable effort to desecrate and trample and set fire to my father's memory.
Well, I sure would like to be a fly on the wall at Thanksgiving dinner at the Kennedy House this year. This endorsement is particularly upsetting to the baby boomers, because while the Kennedys have lost a lot of their political power and prestige over the last several decades, the baby boomers have very fond memories of John F. Kennedy and the Kennedy dynasty.
He did say, I am giving my endorsement to Donald Trump.
No, the Democrats are pretending that they don't want his endorsement and that he's such a toxic person because of his stances on vaccines and other issues that they're glad, they say, that he's endorsing Donald Trump instead of Camelface.
I think it too.
For those of us who are a certain age who grew up with the Kennedys, I mean, to have a Kennedy endorse not just any Republican, but the worst one ever.
The best one ever.
What do we make of this, gentlemen?
Well, you know, every family has a whatever. That guy is not weird. There's something that, there's an expression you use in your own. That boy ain't right. Okay? There's something way weird. You're weird. Okay? That's nothing wrong with being weird. But that boy ain't right. He just did something wrong. He hit his head or something. I don't know what.
Something's wrong with him because you're not supposed to be talking about Operation Mockingbird and the CIA control of mainstream media on podcasts.
So in 1973, during the Church Committee hearings, we learned that the CIA had a program called Operation Mockingbird, where they had at least 400 members, leading members of the United States Press Corps, from the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, CBS, NBC, etc., who were secretly working for the agency and steering news coverage to support CIA priorities.
Gee, that sounds familiar. Now, where have I heard that before? Oh, that's right. In my books, like The True Story of Fake News, The Liberal Media Industrial Complex, Hollywood Propaganda, How TV, Movies, and Music Shape Our Culture. Me and Alex Jones talking on a show 15 years ago, back in 2009.
And it all goes back to Operation Mockingbird, which was started back in the 50s. And this is, again, this is not just me saying this or Alex saying this. There was a congressional hearing back in the 1970s, in the mid-70s, that uncovered that the CIA was paying reporters to plant stories and also gatekeep. And so you wonder why these issues don't make it
but
out.
But I mean, now it's just admitted that the Pentagon alone spending $5 billion on domestic propaganda and buying reporters and planning stories. I mean, that's why it's everywhere. About, do you love America? Then love the military and join now to fight Al-Qaeda.
Here's a quote directly from the Church Committee investigations. This is the report published in 1976. So this isn't me saying this. This isn't Alex Jones saying this. This is directly from a congressional hearing from the published report. And it says, quote, the CIA currently maintains a network of several hundred individuals around the world who provide intelligence for the CIA and at times influence public opinion through the use of covert propaganda. These individuals provide the CIA with direct access to a large number of newspapers, periodicals, scores of press services and news agencies, radio and television stations, commercial book publishers, and foreign media outlets.
And while Kamala Harris continues to hide from the Operation Mockingbird media and won't sit down with them face to face, even though they would throw her a bunch of softball questions, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance continue to go toe-to-toe with them.
Whatever the number is.
That number for the record. They say it's closer to 8 to 10 million. But
they're talking about the criminal invaders that Kamal allowed into our country.
But I think there are reasons to think that DHS is underestimating. Whatever the real number is, it's way too high, right? It's millions upon millions of illegal immigrants that have come in just since Kamala Harris became the border czar a few years ago.
She was put in charge of the root causes of migration.
Well, the root causes of migration, I would say, Kristen, is that Kamala Harris refuses to do her job as border czar.
Yes, that is definitely one of the root causes.
But when will she sit down with the media in a one-on-one capacity and answer our questions?
I think she'll sit down on her time. Look, as you mentioned, this was a truncated time frame. We have made sure that we were getting out talking to voters. I think people forget just how short of a time frame it has been. We had a change at the top of the ticket. We elected a brand new vice president.
They just can't spare 5 minutes to do one measly little interview with a Mockingbird agency. But now the honeymoon is over. The DNC is wrapped up, and many in the mainstream media are expressing their frustration that Kamala is dodging them, and it is looking very suspicious. So now she says that she is supposedly going to do a sit-down interview soon with someone, but not one-on-one. She needs to have a friend there.
Harris and Walz are also slated to sit down for their first joint interview next week.
A joint interview, of course.
After mounting pressure on Harris to lay out more of her policy positions. And while
instead of just stealing them from Donald Trump, like no tax on tips, and then when they said a $5,000 child tax credit, then the Kamala campaign said, oh, by the way, we're going to offer a $6,000 child tax credit.
While it's still not clear who the sit-down will be with and when, the interview no doubt provides an opportunity for the new standard-bearer of the Democratic Party to prove her doubters wrong.
This interview is going to be a train wreck because every time she gets in front of a camera without a teleprompter, she looks like a bumbling buffoon. And what do you think of my new Wanted for President Western-style shirt? You can order from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.